Okay, so just after 7 every single morning when you're hearing our voices together, our meaning myself and Thabisita Madisa, we do the 5 confessions of the blood of redemption. Is that right, Tabs?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you've been learning about that?
Quite a lot.
You've actually learned so much that now you help us say the 5 confessions.
Okay, let's take it one step at a time, but yeah.
You're great at this thing, fam. Okay, so we're looking at much prayer, much power. What does it mean to pray? Prayers that God answers, and that's what we're looking at, because there's nothing more frustrating than thinking that God is hearing your prayers, but your prayers are just not hearing the getting the answers that they need, right?
The ceiling.
They're hitting the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the truth is, if you feel that your prayers are hitting the ceiling, they probably are. And this is why we're here to debunk everything and just go back to the basics of the Word of God and learn. Jesus taught us how to pray, the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, the Our Father. And we start off the prayer by saying what?
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we've been looking at for the last 3 parts. Our yesterday was a very, very informative one, because we're looking at what it means to bring the kingdom of God into our lives, right? So when we pray, as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth, there's a way to pray for the kingdom of God within our lives. So this is the prayer. These are the prayers that I pray. Now, we don't have enough time. There's actually 3 prayers. They're called the Pauline prayers. So Paul taught us how to pray in these specific things.
Okay.
And yesterday, we just looked at one of the Pauline prayers. It's in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. And there it says that you will be filled with the knowledge of your will through all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that you might walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing you and bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, and that you will be strengthened with might on the inner man according to your glorious power, and to all patience, long-suffering with joyfulness, right? Then there's more. I mean, there's Ephesians, there's in Philippians, prayers that have the same model. And what's the model that we see here? Those 3 things. You remember them, Tabs?
Doing the will of God. Well, knowing the will of God.
Yeah, you first got to know it before you do it. Yes.
Doing the will of God and continuing to do the will of God.
Yes, exactly. So when we pray, and I pray first and foremost for myself, I pray, Lord, please help me to know the will of God, right? For my life, for this day, help me to do the will of God. Help me to continue in doing the will of God. Funny enough, one of my friends messaged me and he said that he's trusting God for a wife.
Okay.
Now, I'm not even going to mention his name or anything, but he's trusting God for a wife and he's asking me to pray with him. Okay, pray with him. And I said, look, I'm going to commit to praying for you for the next 30 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm not praying, Lord, make this person your wife, make that person. You understand? We've got to understand that people have a plan. God has a plan for people's lives. Now, I can confidently say, okay, I'm praying for you for 30 days, but what am I praying? I'm praying the kingdom in his life. So I pray, say, Lord, please fill him with the knowledge of your will. Help him to know your will concerning marriage. Right? This girl that he is with, help him to have the knowledge of the will of God for his life. Give him wisdom, give him spiritual understanding. Then, Lord, help him to do what he needs to do. You know, if it is taking the next step, or if the Lord says to him, no, not this one, or wait, or whatever it is, he's got to be able to do that. And then having patience to continue in doing what God has called him to do. So now you're praying accurate prayers over people, and it's not pie in the sky, and you're not mixing it with your own agenda. And that's an issue sometimes, is that our prayers, when they hit the heavens, they're so entrenched in our own agenda. It's like, how is heaven going to endorse that? It's like saying, just before you hijack a car, Lord, please help me hijack this car. There's certain things that God will never do. So just because you say in Jesus' name, it doesn't mean that things are going to happen. In Jesus' name means according to the will and purpose of Jesus. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So God's not going to endorse sin. He's not going to back sin, you know? And sin, we spoke about sin. Sin is not wrongdoing. It's about inaccuracy. Okay, so that was yesterday. Today, we're looking at the next part. What does the next part say, Tubbs?
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread, right? Now, this is very important. And I love this about the model prayer, because it's after you're a child of God, after you've entered his gates with thanksgiving
and praise,
after you've established the kingdom of God, by this time you're feeling like, God's got me, you know? Now you can pray for your needs, right? Now, and the Bible teaches us that we've got to come to God in faith. So when we pray for our needs and we pray, give us this day our daily bread, you know kind of how your day is going to look like. So Tabs, okay, let me not put you on blast because I know there's sleep somewhere in your day because it's a Friday and it's National Sleep Day today. You understand? But genuinely, I mean, you know how your day looks like.
Yeah.
Many people know how their Friday will look like, right? And you know what you need strength for. So then you pray, okay, Lord, I've got this exam coming up. Give me my daily bread, right? What I need today to be able to fulfill the purpose of God for my life. That's what he's saying. Right? So it's not gimme, gimme, gimme for my selfish ambition and my selfish gain. It's like, Lord, I'm going to be sitting in a 2-hour lecture, or Lord, I'm going into a business meeting and I'm going to be pitching something. Please give me the words to say. Give me the wisdom. Lord, I'm going into the hospital today. I'm going to go and get a checkup. Give me the patience and the understanding and whatever I need. So give us this day our daily bread is whatever you need for that specific day. Right? If your bills need to be paid, yes, your bills need to be paid. But where do you get the faith to ask God for what you need? Well, you go back to, this is why we praise, right? This is why we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So I can't ask for God to provide if I haven't praised him as the one who provides. I can't ask God to heal if I haven't praised him as the God who heals. I can't ask God for victory if I haven't praised him as the God of the one who brings the victory. This is why it's important for us to know these things and know the will of God, where we are at. And here's what the Bible teaches us. So we don't have to pray in a place of begging or in a place of worry or in a place of anxiety. Here's what the word says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says in the New Living Translation, it says, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything," right? Tell God what you need and thank him for what you already have. So at this point, you're mapping out your day. Okay, Lord, what do I need? I need protection on the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
My kids, I need you to protect them. You understand? These are needs that we need. We need you to help us to fulfill our purpose and our mandate. Lord, you know I'm going to meet this person in this day. Help me to share the gospel with them. Give me a word in season. Give me a scripture to share with them. Place something on my heart. Help me to be a blessing to those who are around me. So when we pray, give us this day our daily bread. What food do you need to eat today? And this is why the Our Father is a daily prayer. Yes? You don't pray it at the start of every year and then you say, I'm covered for the year. Or else Jesus wouldn't have said, give us this day our
daily
bread. So every day you need fresh bread. Every day you need fresh manna. If you read the book of Exodus, you see that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, that God provided for them from the sky manna. Fresh manna would fall on for everyone to eat on that daily basis. Then if they tried to eat yesterday's manna in the new day, it already had worms. They would get sick. You understand? So yesterday's manna is gone. So yesterday's bread, I can't eat yesterday's bread today. Today's a brand new day. It's a brand new calendar day. I need today's provision. And God is faithful. He's just. He will give you what you need today. And this is why this prayer, this Our Father model prayer, has to be a daily one, where daily you're coming before the Lord and now you're saying, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. You're not praying from a place of outside of the family. You're asking as a child. When my son comes, I mean, he comes to me and he says, Daddy, I want food. You understand? And he's got confidence that I'm gonna make it happen. You understand? I need water. He's confident asking his dad, his earthly father, that I'm gonna give him water. Now I close off with this. If we who are evil know how to give good things to our children, how much more will God, our Heavenly Father, not give us all the things that we ask? So I dare you to ask today. Ask for the things that you need. Ask. You're asking God, your Father. He wants to help you. He wants to meet every one of your needs. And there is sufficient grace and provision that you need for today. Does that help you?
Yes.
Great stuff. All right, so let's jump into our five confessions of the blood of redemption. Tubbs, you're going to help us out with that. And here's another deal. We're going to put all these messages on podcast so that you can listen to it on the app and refresh yourself. We're on part number four and we've got three parts left. Yes. So next week, we're going to be finishing this entire thing. Okay. Ah, gone too soon. Tubbs, help us out there.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
And brought into the kingdom of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been forgiven.
I have been forgiven.
Of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
Past, present, and future.
Past, present, and future.
And because I walk in the light.
And because I walk in the light.
And have fellowship with other believers.
And have fellowship with other believers.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Cleanses me now.
Cleanses me now
and continuously
from
all my sin.
From all my sin.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
God sees me.
God sees me
as though I have never sinned.
As though I have never sinned.
And by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been sanctified.
I have been sanctified.
Set apart for God's holy purpose.
For God's holy purpose.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And while we at it, here's how we pray for our needs. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, over each and every person listening in right now. Lord, you know what we need before we even ask. And therefore, we don't come to a God that is not able to do things. We come to a God of more than impossible. And I pray, Lord, that you will grant everyone the wisdom that they need, the accuracy that they need, the words to say in the meetings that they're going to be coming into, the strength that they need, the character, Lord God, even if it's financial, we pray that you will grant those needs, the health, we pray that you will give them the health that they need, that this will be a productive day where they are at. And today you give them the daily bread is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Walk in the fullness of the blood of Jesus that he has purchased for you. And yes, give us this day our daily bread.